This is the Life Science reading for Tuesday, April 21st, a continuation of the respiratory system. How you breathe. In an average day, you may breathe more than 20,000 times. Your brain, which detects your breathing rate, responds to internal stimuli that indicate how much oxygen your body needs. When you exercise, your body needs a lot of oxygen to supply energy. The more oxygen you need, the faster you breathe. Next section, muscles for breathing. Pay attention to your breathing. Can you feel the air flowing in and out through your nose? Do you notice the gentle lift and fall of your chest? Breathing, like other body movements, is controlled by muscles. Figure 5 shows the structure of the chest, including the muscles that enable you to breathe. Notice that the lungs are surrounded by the ribs, which have muscles attached to them. At the base of the lungs is the diaphragm, a large dome-shaped muscle that plays an important role in breathing. Next section, the process of breathing. Here's what happens when you inhale or breathe in. The rib muscles contract, lifting the chest wall upward and outward. At the same time, the diaphragm contracts and moves downward. The combined action of these muscles makes the chest cavity larger, providing extra space for the lungs to expand. When the chest cavity has expanded, there is more room for air. For a brief moment, however, there is no extra air to fill the space. Because the same amount of air now occupies a larger space, the pressure of the air inside your lung decreases. This means that the pressure of air inside the chest cavity is lower than the pressure of the atmosphere pushing on the body. Because of this difference in air pressure, air rushes into your chest in the same way that air is sucked into a vacuum cleaner. You have inhaled. In contrast, when you exhale or breathe out, the rib muscles and diaphragm relax, and the chest cavity becomes smaller. This decrease in size squeezes air out of the lungs, the way squeezing a container of ketchup pushes ketchup out of the opening. Next section, how you speak. The larynx, or voice box, is located in the top part of the trachea, underneath the epiglottis. You can see the larynx if you look back at Exploring the Respiratory System on page 433. Place your fingers on your Adam's apple, which sticks out from the front of your neck. You can feel some of the cartilage that makes up the larynx. Two vocal cords, which are folds of connective tissue that produce your voice, stretch across the openings of the larynx. Next section, how the vocal cords work. If you've ever let air out of a balloon while stretching its neck, you've heard the squeaking sound that the air makes. The neck of the balloon is something like your vocal cords. The vocal cords have a slit-like opening between them. When you speak, muscles make the vocal cords contract, narrowing the opening. Air from the lungs rushes through this opening. The movement of the vocal cords makes the air molecules vibrate or move rapidly back and forth. This vibration creates a sound, your voice. Next section, high and low tones. The length of the vocal cords affects whether you produce low or high tones. When the vocal cords contract and shorten, you speak in a higher voice. When they relax and become longer, you speak in a lower voice. The length of vocal cords changes during a person's lifetime. Small children have high-pitched voices because their larynxes are small and their vocal cords are short. The vocal cords of both boys and girls are about the same length. During the teenage years, however, the vocal cords of boys grow longer than those of girls. This is why men have deeper voices than women. This is the end of today's reading.